This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States today signed a history-making peace agreement with the Taliban in Qatar. It is aimed at ending nearly two decades of bloodshed in Afghanistan. The AP's Julie Walker has a report.
Under the deal signed in Doha, the U.S. draws down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 in the next 3 to 4 months and pulls out the remaining forces in 14 months, depending on the Taliban meeting their commitments to prevent terrorism. If they don't, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told U.S. troops their sacrifice is what led to this historic deal.
This is the best chance Afghanistan has had in 19 years to achieve peace.
More than 2,400 U.S. troops have been killed during the conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper in Afghanistan spoke about the force reduction.
As we draw down our forces, the United States and our international partners remain fully committed to our relationship with the government of Afghanistan and its security forces. We will continue to provide them support as necessary to assist in their ability to defend the people of Afghanistan.
Refugees and migrants crowded Turkey's border with Greece today as they try to escape deadly airstrikes by government forces in Syria by fleeing to Europe. There were scuffles with Greek border guards, including the use of tear gas. The European Union has warned the fighting in northern Syria could escalate into open war between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces. 33 Turkish soldiers in Syria were killed in airstrikes this week. Fitting an increasing global pattern, sources say the United States is postponing a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders which it planned to host on March 14th. President Trump had invited the ASEAN nations to meet in Las Vegas, then coronavirus fears stepped into the picture. Mr. Trump failed to attend a summit with the group in Bangkok in November. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. France has become the latest country to ban large crowds in response to the new coronavirus. The AP's Zaria Shackley has that story.
The cancellation of large gatherings in confined spaces was announced by France's health minister after special government meetings. The health minister said public gatherings are being banned completely in the Oise region north of Paris that has seen a cluster of cases and in a town in the Alps that has also seen infections. He also added as of Saturday, France has registered a total of 73 cases, up from 57 on Friday. Of those, 2 have died and 12 have recovered. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced new virus travel rules for people who have been in Iran.
Australian citizens and permanent residents and their immediate family from the 1st of March who have travelled to Iran will be required to self-isolate, again consistent with the decision taken in relation to mainland China.
There was a positive coronavirus note today from the World Health Organization. WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
We do not see evidence as yet that the virus is spreading freely in communities. As long as that's the case, we still have a chance of containing this virus. If robust action is taken to detect cases early, isolate and care for patients, and trace contacts.
President Trump has scheduled a coronavirus news conference for next hour. He's been heavily criticized for downplaying the COVID-19 infection. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning the coronavirus could play havoc with the supply of vital drug supplies. From China, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
China is the second largest drug producer for the United States, so federal regulators checked for supply chain disruptions. They've identified 20 drugs produced or sourced exclusively from China, which could run short. The FDA is not naming the drugs to prevent panic buying, and regulators are emphasizing that alternative medicines are available. China's a major producer of antibiotics for the U.S. market, as well as heart disease medications. It also makes medical devices, although no shortages have yet been announced. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Voters in South Carolina are casting ballots today in a Democratic Party presidential primary, providing a dramatic run-up to next week's Super Tuesday marathon of balloting in 14 states. More news at voanews.com online. There is also a mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.